This year's Maryland Film Festival runs from May 2nd through the 6th in Baltimore's Station North neighborhood. With me in the studio to talk about the Maryland Film Festival is Jed Dietz, the founding director and president of the Producers Club of Maryland. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You have a great lineup for this year's festival. Let's start off with opening night. You do something a little different from many festivals. You do all shorts on opening night, don't you?
We do. We love this part of the movie art form. It's a part that many have started in. Spielberg and others made shorts at the beginning because that was all they could afford to do. But they're really wonderful little movies, and they're very hard to see. The Oscar shorts that get nominated are often circulated and will play at the Charles or, you know, will come to town. And they're all over iTunes or Vimeo, but they're hard to know what they are. So we curate a night, and instead of having big celebrity night, we have these jewels of films. And the beauty of it is they're varied, tremendously varied. So if one you didn't like so much, you just wait a few minutes and you're going to see one that you might like very much. It's been magical. And a lot of filmmakers that have been in the opening night shorts are now doing feature films and have gotten some real prominence.
You have a special guest coming in for the opening night celebration. Who's that?
Well, we do. We always ask a filmmaker or somebody attached to the industry to host the evening. And all the filmmakers will be there too, which is a lot of fun. And there's a Q&A with them and a party afterwards. This time by Woodbury Kitchen is catering this party, which will be really fun. But Bradford Young, who is a guy now based in Baltimore, a cinematographer who has been working in an independent film. He was at our festival 8 or 9 years ago with a magnificent film called Mother of George. And he shot a film that is now playing at the Parkway called Where is Kyra? And his career has taken off. He did Selma for Ava DuVernay. He shot Arrival, a big Hollywood hit. And he just shot the new Star Wars movie, Solo, A Star Wars Story, which will come out at the end of the month. So he's going to be the host, and he's a major cinematographer. He's taught cinematography and a great filmmaker, so it's exciting that he's going to be part of that evening.
The Maryland Film Festival offers shorts, documentaries, and features from around the world, but this year you have four films with Baltimore connections, three documentaries, and a feature. Let's start with the documentaries. What are they about?
Well, there are a couple different ones. There's one called Charm City, and a wonderful filmmaker, a new producer, but a new director in documentary film named Marilyn Ness, went into several Baltimore neighborhoods and really found community organizers who had been doing this work at the Rose Street Community Center, for instance, for many years, and their relationship with the police. And she got to know some of the police who were also in these neighborhoods. So the film really shows you this interaction, very complex interaction. I mean, we know some of the tragedy around the country as a result of bad policing. This isn't that. This is trying to figure things out with community people who need policing, want policing, but want to respect and want, you know, understood that their community has its own life. And she's really done a wonderful job at capturing this. It just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival to great reviews, and we're very excited to bring it to Baltimore.
There's a documentary about Mr. Rogers in this year's festival as well, much anticipated. And of course, it's called Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Of course it is. I saw this at Sundance, and I was sitting in a room with pretty hardened movie types, critics and others, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house when this film ended. We will be showing it with one of the producers, Nicholas Ma, and his father, Yo-Yo Ma, is in the film and was a great friend of Fred Rogers, which I didn't even know. And you see the chart that this man, Fred Rogers, set out to communicate with children about various traumas, about daily, little tiny traumas, sometimes daily in their life as they're growing up, and the skill and the art of what he did, which I sort of remembered him being charming and, but a little naive, a little bit, you know, really lo-fi production. All of that was purposeful. And you see that in this movie. It's made by Morgan Neville, who did 20 Feet from Stardom, a really good documentary several years ago. And another one we had at the festival called The Best of Enemies, about the big Gore Vidal, Bill Buckley debates in 68. So you're in the hands of a very skillful filmmaker and a great crew, and you'll see with Nicholas Ma, the producer. But the story is just fantastic. And this is, something's happening about Fred Rogers right now because one of the Hollywood studios has just put into play a narrative, a fictional film, and Tom Hanks is going to play Fred Rogers. So something's in the air about Fred Rogers right now.
John Waters always has an interesting pick for the Maryland Film Festival. What has he chosen this year?
Yeah, I joke. He's done this for 20 years. And I always say he, but for 2 years, two films, he always picks something I've never even heard of, let alone seen. And this is another one of those. It's a film he loved from last year, made in Eastern Europe. It's called I, Olga Heprovanova. And it's based on a true story. It's a narrative, but based on a true story. And I've heard John say there's lots of smoking. And that's all he will say much about the film. But it's been highly honored. It's played all around the world. And I don't think it's ever played Baltimore. So this is its first time here.
And you have a film this year that was thought lost for some time. A Page of Madness, I think it's called.
Yes, it's a Japanese film that was a silent film. So during World War II, it was assumed that this and many other Japanese films had been destroyed. And it was recently found and has now gone through a beautiful restoration. And there's the Alloy Orchestra out of Boston, which has made a real career out of writing scores for silent films, Metropolis and Strike. They're in the Criterion Collection. I mean, they're really world famous. They picked up on this and have written a new score, and they will perform it live on Sunday morning at the festival. So A Page of Madness is what that one's called.
This is the Maryland Film Festival running May 2nd through the 6th in Baltimore's Station North neighborhood, various locations. There's more information at mdfilmfest.com or 410-752-8083. My guest today, Jed Dietz, the founding director of the Maryland Film Festival and the president of the Producers Club of Maryland. Jed, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.